Much of life is merely motion. But Delmarva Public Radio essayist George Merrill writes, it is in the stillness of the moment that we may discover the truth of the universe.
My toe hurt recently. I had it looked at before I left for a winter holiday in Puerto Rico. I went to the doctor. He examined my toe. My perverse toe simply would not hurt. It's the same when I take a malfunctioning car for repairs. Explaining the problem to the mechanic, the car always runs like new. Come back if it hurts again, he said. While in the waiting room, I saw a copy of Scientific American honoring the 100th anniversary of Einstein's cosmological theories. I asked the doctor if I might keep the copy. He kindly obliged me. I felt like a child at the pediatrician's who gets a lollipop after the visit. In Puerto Rico, near where I stay, there's a small bluff overlooking the Caribbean. It's a transformative place for me. I bring a chair, sit, and watch the ocean while I read or just think. One day, I brought the copy of the Scientific American with me to the bluff. The waves rolled and spent themselves on the beach. Then, as the old waves crashed, new ones arose from their remains. It was all about endless motion, life and death, rising and falling, setting a mood I find spellbinding. I felt in tune with the world. Until 1927, Einstein's theory of relativity was almost universally accepted. Then a Belgian scientist proposed a universe expanding rapidly, contrary to Einstein's conviction of a static universe, where its basic laws applied equally. Quantum physics proposed that many laws behave unpredictably. Einstein was crushed. What developed from that, however, was the study of the Big Bang as perceived through the eyes of quantum theorists. Another wrinkle beside Einstein's appeared in the cosmic fabric. I pondered this as I sat relishing the solitude, the briny scent of salt air, the wind's cool caress, and, as my mind wandered aimlessly, I looked down. My toe didn't hurt. I wiggled it just to be sure. Nearby, I saw a gnarled, rounded shell about the size of a quarter and bleached white, as shells become when gulls have eaten the contents and thrown away the containers. It rose from the ground about an inch, as if being elevated by some invisible force, and for a moment I was spooked. Then I saw the legs of a crab walking their unsteady gait, doing what most all living creatures enjoy, just moving around. Flux, not status, is the name of the cosmic game. The universe is constantly on the move. Among the exciting possibilities of this theory of an expanding universe, one poet, T.S. Eliot, poses this thought. The greater mystery of the cosmos, he suggests, cannot be apprehended except where motion stops. We need to be still in order to comprehend it. He writes, except for the point, the still point, there would be no dance, and there is only the dance. This may apply to our attempts in seeking God. An old prayer reads, God of peace, who has taught us that in returning in rest we shall be saved, and quietness and confidence shall be our strength. By the might of thy Spirit lift us to thy presence, where we may be still and know that thou art God. As we become still, we become more aware. George Merrill on the shore.